Parsha Shelach opens with the well-known story of the Meraglim, the infamous spies. Interestingly, the Hebrew word for spies is Meraglim. So how many times does the word Meraglim actually appear in Parsha Shelach? And the answer is zero. Instead, the Torah uses a completely different word to describe their mission, Lasur. Shlach lecha anashim v'yisur es Eretz Kanan. Remarkably, the word Lasur appears 12 times in the Parsha. So what's the difference between Leragel and Lasur? So the Malbim explains this beautifully. Leragel means to inspect or spy. Lasur means to tour. It shares the same root as the word Tayar, tourist. There's a huge difference between a spy and a tourist. Everyone welcomes a tourist. Tourists seek beauty, inspiration, and enjoyment. They come to experience the majestic views, the holy sites, the beauty of the land. Their goal is to see the good. In contrast, a spy or inspector comes to uncover faults. They look for cracks in the walls, violations, dangers, weaknesses. Nobody wants a health inspector walking into their restaurant. They're not there to admire the decor. In Parshas Mikates, when Yosef accuses his brothers of being spies, the Torah uses the term Meraglim. Yosef defines a spy's mission. Liras is Eres Ha'aretz Basam. You came to uncover the land's vulnerabilities. The 12 men Moshe sent were supposed to be tourists, not inspectors. Their mission was Lasur, to observe, to admire the beauty and the charm and the spiritual depth of Eretz Yisrael. But instead, they turned into Meraglim, looking for faults, exaggerating challenges, and planting fear. The Gemara says in Masechet Sotah that the Pasuk says, Vayelchu vayevoyu. They went and they came, so referring to the Meraglim. Magish halicha labia. Just as their return was with an evil plan, so too was their departure. It was with the same evil mindset. Their mission was Lasur, to tour, but they went with the intent to be an inspector, to be a spy. The question is asked, if Hashem already promised them that the land is Toiva Aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid, very, very good, why send anyone at all? So I saw a magnificent idea for Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. He says, the relationship between the Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael can be compared to the relationship of a husband and wife. Halachically, we know, a man is not permitted to marry a woman without seeing her first. Why? Because if he's disappointed in her appearance, he may grow resentful. Similarly, Klal Yisrael needed to see the land they were about to commit to. They weren't supposed to judge or analyze. It wasn't a military strategy mission. It was an engagement trip. Their job was to fall in love with the land. They were to return and say, yes, this is the place we want to build our future. However, only Yeshua and Caleb understood this. The other 10 men misunderstood their role. They thought they were sent to evaluate the land's strengths and weaknesses, to decide whether conquest was even possible. They forgot that when Hashem says that the land is good, you don't need to double check it. And they should have known better. Even if they saw anomalies, it was abundantly clear that Jews play by different rules. We aren't governed by the laws of the land or the laws of nature. Especially the Dor HaMidbar. They saw miracles every day. They lived in a world of miracles. Manna fell from heaven every day. Water flowed from a rock. Clouds guided and protected them. They were living with the impossible every single day. Conquering the land is just another day in the office. There are two ways to go through life. As a tayar, a tourist, or as a maragel, a spy. If you are a tourist, you will look for the blessings in your life, the opportunities, the joy. You wake up each morning like a visitor in a beautiful new country, excited to explore, inspired by the experiences. But a maragel wakes up every day ready to complain. Some people don't even know yet what they're going to complain about. But give them a few minutes and they'll find something. The spy doesn't see the Toiva Aretz. They look at the Eves Aretz, the problems, the flaws. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yevrecha Hashem Mitzion, Erei Betuv Yerushalayim. May Hashem bless you from Tzion, and may you see the goodness of Yerushalayim. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can see everything that's wrong with Israel. The government, the politicians, the protests, the bureaucracy, people fighting with police. And then you can see the positives. The majestic views, the historic sites, the Kedusha in the air, the Torah in every neighborhood. A positive person sees Tuv Yerushalayim. So choose to see the good. Be a tourist, not a spy. See the blessings, not the flaws. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.